Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Tessa Randello. We'll find out today the latest cost of living data that could impact the Reserve Bank's decision on whether or not to rise interest rates again next month. Experts are tipping that consumer prices jumped by 7.6% in the December quarter over the Christmas period. The Premier slamming the federal government for its handling of aged care and disability sectors. Jeremy Rockliffe's blaming Canberra's management for the lack of beds available in Tassie hospitals, people not being able to leave hospital because they're waiting for NDIS packages or spots in an aged care home. The state government released figures showing 51% of patients couldn't leave hospital because they were waiting. Pollies will meet for a summit today, urging tech giants to increase their online dating safety. Background checks are among the possible measures. Government Services Minister Amanda Rushworth has told the ABC there's been an increase in reports of harassment online, including unsolicited images.
What we're also seeing is what's called technology-facilitated violence in person. So you might meet someone on an app and then meet them in person and experience unwanted harassment or abuse.
And no surprises for parents, but a new survey's found the average cost of government education across the country is $87,000 over 13 years, while it's $300,000 for private schools. The Glenorchy Footy Club is struggling to get a side up for the 2023 season. The club's been working hard to fill two sides, with player numbers low after the Christmas holidays. Glenorchy president Scott Donaghy reckons AFL Tasmania's thrown the side under the bus to draw attention away from a stateside.
We're working hard, mate. And everybody in football knows that we've been doing it tough. It's not brand new news. It's not something that's different, right? And we're working our butts off out here. But what they're doing, what they did yesterday is a great bit of media work. And let's just throw the club right underneath the bus.